A bite of the apple. Are you an iPhone user? Even if you aren't, you may be interested to know that whenever it's first turned on, it offers a brief glimpse of the root of all our problems, a glowing apple with a bite taken out of it. If you take a moment to think about it, the image is quite arresting. Considered properly, it reminds us of several things. 1. The paradise at the beginning of creation, our lost Eden. Also, the loss of perfect communion between God and man and between man and woman. It even reminds us of the heaven in our home that was meant to be an effortless gift, but which now requires such grace and intentionality. Finally, we might think of the countless moments in the day ahead when we will be tempted to bite into some form of the apple and further damage our communion with God and others. The Apple logo is, on the one hand, inexpressibly sad. Looking at that black bit in space, we could all meditate on the universe of lost possibilities and dreams that could have been, if only. If only I had not, fill in the blank. In that blank space, that missing dimension of communion, we can see the wound of original sin and all the ways we haven't loved and so perpetuated our alienation from God and each other. And yet, by calling to mind our lost communion, that ever-present apple can paradoxically remind us of our ultimate goal, to deepen the communion we have received from the Holy Trinity with our spouse, children, extended family, friends, co-workers, and community. The tech giant's icon doesn't have to be just the spot-on visual metaphor that Steve Jobs crafted as a symbol of worldly knowledge. It can also be read as a reminder of God's design for marriage, family, and all human relationships. Communion in and through Him. At Trinity House, it's been such a privilege to work with families on restoring communion one day at a time. 2025 was full to overflowing with graces for the ministry and the families we serve. We tried to capture some of them in this letter and report. One Trinity House couple's testimonial from this year really stands out. Quote, "There is a palpable peace and joy in our home that we didn't have before." We are only able to advance this mission to serve families through the generosity of our supporters. Thanks to a match grant, your gift through December 31st will be doubled. We invite you to join us in this mission through your prayers and financial support. That's it, friends. The world will continue to tantalize us to bite into the apple, but the happiness we seek has already been won for us by Jesus Christ, whose birth approaches in these sacred days. Palpable peace and joy can be ours by God's abundant grace.